Revelation chapter 3.
Write this to the messenger of God's people in Sardis. The one who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this. I know what you've done. People may think you're alive, but you're dead. Wake up. Strengthen the things which remain and are about to die. I have not found your actions complete before my God. So remember what you have received and heard. Then obey it. Change your heart. If you don't wake up, then I will come like a robber. You will never know precisely when I will come upon you. However, you have a few individuals in Sardis who have not polluted their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white. They are worthy people. In the same way, the person who conquers will wear white clothes. His name will never be erased from the book of life. I will speak for him in front of my Father and in front of his angels. The person who has an ear should listen to what the Spirit is saying to the groups of believers. Write this to the messenger of God's people in Philadelphia. The one who is holy and true says this. He has David's key. He opens and no one closes. He closes and no one opens. I know what you've done. Look, I have put a door in front of you. It is open. No one can close it. Though you don't have much strength, you have obeyed my teaching and have not denied my name. Look, I will handle those from the synagogue of Satan. They call themselves true Jews, but they are not. They are lying. Listen, I will make them come and bow down at your feet. Then they will know that I have loved you. You have obeyed the teaching about my endurance. Now I will keep you from the time of testing, which is about to come upon the whole world. All people living on earth will be tested. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one can take away your crown. I will make the victorious person a pillar in the temple sanctuary of my God. He will never leave there. On him I will write my new name, my God's name, and the name of the city of my God. That city is the New Jerusalem, which is coming down from heaven from my God. The person who has an ear should listen to what the Spirit is saying to the groups of believers. Write this to the messenger of God's people in Laodicea. The Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the source of God's creation, says this. I know what you've done. You're not cold. You're not hot. I wish you were either cold or hot. Instead, you are lukewarm, not hot, not cold. So I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich. You think that you have been rich and you don't need anything. Don't you realize that you're miserable, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked? I advise you to buy refined gold from me so that you may be truly rich. Buy white clothes from me so that you will be dressed and you won't see the shame of your nakedness. Buy eye medicine from me to rub into your eyes so that you may see. I correct and punish all those whom I love. So, be serious. Change your heart. Listen, I stand at the door. I am knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come inside with him. We will have dinner together. I will give the right to sit with me at my throne to the person who conquers as I conquered and as I sat down beside my Father at his throne. The person who has an ear should listen to what the Spirit is saying to the groups of believers.